This is Zella Senior, and I'm here at the Sweet Waterfront, and I'm talking to Alice Merivale. She's from Now You Know Productions, and I've just watched you perform One in Three.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm really keen to know where did it all come from? Why this play?
Well, Anthony, who's the director and he's the writer, he wanted to write something about cancer because I think he felt that the more that there is an open dialogue about it, I think people will feel more comfortable talking about it and seeking help. And then that, in turn, raises awareness, which raises donations, which raises research, which yeah. I think it's all kind of a really important chain reaction. But I think it needs to also start on a social level so that people think it's okay to talk about. It's not a big, scary, taboo subject. People can seek support.
And what was the underlying message behind this play?
Behind it is... big question. For me, it was life deals some people a terrible card, and that's absolutely awful and not fair. But that's it. Unfairness is the enemy you've got to fight. And when you can't change something, you can't change it. You have to accept that and keep going and keep fighting. And time is the most valuable resource anybody in the world, anybody, no matter what they're going through, has. So don't waste every single 24 hours that you have, I think.
And what was it like to act that particular character? I mean, it's a very, wow, kind of breathtaking story.
Tricky. I want to do it justice. That thing, I didn't want to go up and do a stereotyped performance or just something that's something I assume. So I did lots and lots of research. I took a lot from my own. I've got type 1 brittle diabetes, so I spent a lot of my childhood in a hospital. And I don't think it's anywhere near as an awful scenario, but the story is about, you know, when her dad took her to the pictures and going to the disco. They're all real. They're me.
They're you?
Yeah, they're me. and I draw on that a lot. Just the idea of just constantly being ill and having people being like, oh, you're okay, and not treating you as if you're strong enough to deal with whatever they can throw at you, which I think Jasmine is. And I did a lot of research as well. I read loads and loads of diary accounts, books. I spoke to my mum, my dad, just any relatives I've had who have gone through it. I just made sure I was well informed as possible, while also thinking, all right, Jasmine's 17. What are 17-year-old girls like? Because people aren't just what they're diagnosed with. They're other people. They have likes. They have dislikes. Like, I think that was important as well to bring to her.
It was a very, very powerful, very intense performance.
Thank you.
I'm like, whoa. So what's next after this? Is this the first run of this?
This is the very first run we've done to an audience. We're taking it to upstairs at the Gatehouse, the Camden Fringe in August, for a week run as well. But we're here from today until Sunday with this as well.
Fantastic.
I'm excited to do it again in a different venue and keep seeing what comes out of more and more performances.
This was your first one tonight, wasn't it? And how do you feel it went tonight?
Good, mild, prop-related errors, as is always, and especially at the Fringe because you don't have a lot of time to tech. I think it was good. I hope it was good anyway.
It was a good, really feeling of solid. And I think what came across very strongly was that all your hearts were in it.
Yeah.
It came from the heart. It was very strong.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah.